理课堂听 class.com
Stopping an unwanted wedding. Perseus did not stay long on this island, for he needed to return home. It had been 20 years since Danae and Perseus were found by Dictys, and soon his mother would have to marry King Polydectes. Andromeda's father gave him a boat, and with his new wife he sailed back to Serapis. They arrived just a day before the wedding. Perseus went first to see his mother. She was sitting in her room crying.
"Oh, my son," she said, "tomorrow I must marry Polydectes. I know that Zeus will be angry and bring terrible things to this island. Tonight I will kill myself so that I do not have to wed."
"No, mother," said Perseus. "I will go see Polydectes and change his mind. You must promise me not to kill yourself tonight."
Before going to see the king, Perseus carefully put Medusa's head in a beautiful box and tied it up to look like a wedding present. He then carried the box in his arms and went to see the king. Entering the king's great hall, Perseus smiled and held out the box to Polydectes and spoke in a friendly voice.
"King Polydectes, tomorrow you will marry my mother at last. How happy you must be! I have brought you a wedding gift to celebrate the event."
Perseus handed him the box and bowed low. The king was surprised to see Perseus, for he thought that Medusa would certainly have killed him.
"Have you killed the monster Medusa?" asked the king.
"Yes, I have done exactly as I promised," answered Perseus.
The king was shocked that Perseus had succeeded, but did not want to show his disappointment. He thanked Perseus for the wedding gift and opened the box. Looking inside, he saw Medusa's ugly face staring up at him and was instantly turned into stone.